Our scripture reading for this morning comes from the book of Philippians. We'll be reading from chapter 3 of the book of Philippians, and it is found on page 1023 of your pew Bibles. We'll be reading from verse 4b through verse 14. At this time, let us listen to God's word for us. If any other man thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law a Pharisee, as to zeal a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own based on the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that if possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. Eternal God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Christ, my rock and my redeemer. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. Every year about this time, it seems that the whole country is seized by something called March Madness. The NCAA basketball tournament that everyone seems to be get caught up in. Even people who aren't really basketball fans often seem to take the time to get caught up in March Madness. And so on this March, as we get ready for those final rounds of March Madness, we know that there are a lot of people who are caught up in that, the fans and the basketball players themselves, a lot of young people who have their eyes on the prize. They have worked very hard for this moment, and they know the motto, to win or go home, and many of them have been training for a great long time in order to win and have their eyes on the prize. We know that anything that is worth doing requires passion and focus and dogged determination. It requires discipline and training and hard work. It requires endurance and trials and temptations. That's why the Apostle Paul says that if you want something bad enough, you need to keep before you the prize. You have to have your eyes on the prize. The Apostle Paul, I doubt, being an observant Jew, was probably not one who participated in the sporting life of his world. Sports was pretty popular in Paul's day, just as it is popular in our own day, and many professional athletes spent a great deal of time buffeting their bodies and training in order to receive the prize. But Paul was a man of a great passion and determination. Indeed, I suspect that God chose Paul to be an apostle to the Gentiles because of Paul's passion and his single-minded determination. Paul knew that anything worth achieving takes great effort. He knew that you have to work at it and that nothing comes easy. Most of us are sustained in our passionate endeavors and pursuits by keeping before us the goal, the prize of what we are striving for and what we are reaching for. Sometimes what we are striving for takes years and years of study. Sometimes what we are striving for takes years and years of grueling practice, years and years of pushing ourselves and coming up short. But we have to keep our eyes on the prize. When I was in college, I had a roommate for a while who was an athlete on the track team, and I was delighted that we were roommates because I thought that some of his athletic prowess might rub off on me. But of course, it didn't. There was a big difference between me and him. He was a real athlete. He really knew what he wanted. He pushed himself and trained and got up early in the morning before the crack of dawn, and he would run several miles before I even opened my eyes. He knew what he wanted. He had his eyes on the prize, and so he trained for it, and he practiced for it, and he pushed his body for it. He wanted to win the 440 and the 800 dash, what he trained for, and he kept his eyes on the prize. I was reading something the other day about Michael Jordan, arguably the best basketball player that ever played the game. Five-time NBA Most Valuable Player, three-time All-Star Most Valuable Player, the most decorated player in the National Basketball Association. Yet when he was a sophomore in high school in North Carolina, he tried out for the varsity basketball team but didn't make it. The coach thought he was too awkward and uncoordinated. He made the junior varsity team, but he wanted to make the varsity team with some of his friends, but he didn't make it. He was cut from the varsity team and put on the junior varsity roster, and it crushed him. He cried about that and cried about that, but he didn't give up. He didn't quit. He had his eyes on the prize. Instead, for the next year, he would go and he would push himself and he would practice and practice while all of his friends were doing other things. He was at the gym learning what it meant to play basketball, learning the essentials of the game of basketball, pushing his body and practicing and practicing. And you know the rest of the story. The next year, he did make the varsity basketball team. He even grew 4 inches from his 5'10" to 6'2", as if his whole body was in concert with his training. And he would go on, of course, to be a star college player and, of course, a star NBA player, perhaps the best player that ever played the game, because he kept his eyes on the prize. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. The same thing is true, of course, about the Christian life. The Christian life is not easy for any of us. It's something you have to work at, something that you have to really, really want, something that involves struggle. Paul reminds us somewhere else that we struggle not against flesh and blood, but we struggle against principalities and powers, spiritual forces in the air. There are going to be times when we are disappointed. There's going to be times when we endure trials and temptations. There's going to be times when we are set back. There are going to be times when we fall short and don't quite live up to what we are called to be. There are going to be times when we struggle and have to wrestle with our goals and ambitions. But Paul says, don't quit. Don't give up. Remember the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. There's a prize for those who endure to the finish. So keep your eyes on the prize. The Apostle Paul, even before he met the Lord Jesus Christ, was always a goal-oriented person. Paul had a clear vision of what he wanted to be and what he wanted to do. He wanted to be the best Jew that he could possibly be, and he poured himself out into that. He excelled higher than anyone in his age group, even going so far as persecuting Christians. Then one day, he met the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, and it changed him. It transformed him. It turned his world inside out and upside down. It gave him a whole new perspective on life, a whole new goal in life. Paul says that the goals that he once pursued, the prizes that he once ran after and strove after, he now considered rubbish. Paul says, I've got a whole new perspective on life. I have something else entirely now to live for, something else to strive for, a whole new prize to keep before me. I've got my eyes on a whole new prize. You got to keep your eyes, says Paul, on the prize. You know, we're all striving for something. We're all running after some kind of prize. Some of us are running after approval and acceptance. That's our prize. That's what gets us up in the morning. That's what motivates us. Some of us are running and striving after relationships. We want that more than anything else. That's our prize, and that's what we live for. Some of us are striving after fortune and fame. Some of us want what we would consider the good life. We have all kinds of things that we are striving for, all kinds of things that we are running after. And we pour ourselves into those things. But Paul says that all of these things in and of themselves are rubbish. They're not worth the effort, he says. They're not worth the struggle. They're not worth the time. They're not worth wrestling with. Paul says all of it is rubbish. There's only one prize, and you got to keep your eyes on the prize. There's only one prize that's worth the effort. There's only one prize that's worth the struggle. There's only one prize that can really enhance your life. And it's not easy. You gotta work for it. You gotta really, really want it. You gotta put 100% into it and then some. But Paul says, strive for that prize. Keep your eye on the prize. And what was the prize that Paul was working so hard to obtain? What was the prize that Paul lived for and sacrificed for and gave everything up for? What's the prize that Paul tells us that we need to struggle for? Is the prize that Paul's talking about going to heaven? Well, yes, it's that. That's part of it. Those of us who are in Christ are promised that one day we will be with the Lord in heaven. But it's more than that. It's not just heaven. If the prize Paul is talking about is eternal life, well, yeah, that's part of it too. Those of us who are in Christ are promised that one day we will have eternal life, but it's more than that. It's not just eternal life. If the prize that Paul is talking about being forgiven of our sins, well, yes, that's important. We're forgiven of our sins. If we're in Christ, Christ has forgiven us of our sins, but it's more than that. The prize that Paul is talking about is more than being forgiven of our sins. For Paul, the goal, the prize that he strove for, the prize that he gave everything up for, was the prize to know the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Paul says in our text for this morning. Paul says, I want to know Christ. I want to know him. I don't just want to read about him. I don't just want to hear about him. I don't just want to sing about him, but I want to know about him. I want to experience Christ in the deepest part of my being. I want to be like Christ. I want to be in union with him. I want to know him more than I've known anything else in my life. I want to know him. I want to know Christ. That's my prize. Paul wanted to be like Christ in every way. And he says, for that, I keep my eyes on the prize. And friends, please hear this morning what Paul is saying. To know the Lord Jesus Christ is more than just having a personal relationship with him. It's more than just walking in the garden alone with him, though it certainly includes that. To know the Lord Jesus Christ is to be like him in every way. To know the Lord Jesus Christ is to love like Christ loved. To know the Lord Jesus Christ is to forgive like Jesus forgave. To know Christ is to participate in his sufferings. To know Christ is to experience his resurrection power. To know Christ is to die to ourselves so that we might be able to live for him. Paul says, I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite reached my goal yet. I still have a little ways to go, but I've got my eyes on the prize. I'm like a runner that's struggling after it. I've got a single-minded focus, a single-minded purpose. I've got my eyes on the prize. You've got to keep your eyes on the prize. Some of you might be saying this morning, well, Pastor, that's fine. All of that's fine, but I know I can't know like that. I can't know Jesus like that. I can't love the way Jesus loved. Jesus loved all kinds of people, even people who are unlovable, and I can't love like that. I can't forgive like Jesus forgives. Jesus forgave people even while he was on the cross, and I can't forgive like that. I can't do that. I can't suffer in the way that Jesus suffered for the sake of the gospel. I can't do that. I don't know if I can even die to myself. I'll just be content with sitting on the junior varsity. I'll just be content with playing on the junior varsity because I can't do any of the rest of it. I can't know Jesus in that way. Well, all of that is certainly true. None of us can do things quite like Jesus. None of us can be perfect like Jesus. But please don't sell yourself short. You'd be surprised what you can do when you put your heart and your mind into it. You'll be surprised what you can do when you keep the prize before you. When you keep the Lord Jesus Christ before you, you'll find yourself loving some of the most unlovable kind of people. You'll find yourself forgiving people that you thought you would never be able to forgive. You'll find yourself enduring all kinds of nasty slights and insults. You'll find yourself dying to urges and impulses deep down inside of you, impulses like jealousy and revenge and the desire to hit back and to get even. No, it's not easy. It's a struggle. But anything worth doing takes effort. It takes prayer. It takes devotion. But you got to keep your eyes on the prize. You got to keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward for what lies in the future, I press on towards the goal, the prize of the heavenly call. Paul says, I don't look back. This thing I do, one thing I do, I don't look back. I don't look back to what I once was. I don't look back to what I once did. I don't look back to the places I used to go. I don't look back. Sometimes we get into trouble because we look back, like the children of Israel in the wilderness. The first time they ran into trouble, they begin to look back. To look back into Egypt, to look back into their past life. But Paul says, I don't look back. Instead, I strain forward and I press on. I press on towards the heavenly call. I press on towards the prize. I keep my eyes on the prize. I was watching one of my favorite documentaries the other day. You're all familiar with it, perhaps. We showed it here last year at Alney Presbyterian Church and also over at Alney High School. It's the documentary that I used for my title this morning, Eyes on the Prize. It was about the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s. And what I like about the documentary is that it's not just about the people who would later become famous, like Martin Luther King Jr. or Rosa Parks, but it's about everyday people, many of them young people in their teens and their 20s. They're fired up by this vision of what they could be. They're fired up with this vision of what the country could be. They want to free themselves of the racism that characterizes their life and free those who are racist towards them. They have this prize that they're after. And for that prize, they press on. They endure all kinds of hardship. Some of them are taunted and really ridiculed and humiliated, but they press on. Some of them are beaten and thrown into jail, but they press on. Some of them are beaten up and have their homes bombed, and many of them, some of them are even killed, but they press on. They don't give up. They press on because they've got this vision of what they want. This vision of what life can be. This vision of what the country can be. And so they keep their eyes on the prize. And we too are called to keep our eyes on the prize. Paul said, I press on. And Paul wants us to press on too. Yes, Paul says life can be difficult, but you need to press on. Yes, loving our neighbors can be difficult, but you need to press on. Yes, there's going to be times when you are ridiculed and taunted for your faith, but you need to press on. Yes, there's going to be people in the world who don't understand what you're going to be all about and what we're going to be all about, but we need to press on. You need to keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ. The season of Lent is almost over. Soon it will be Holy Week, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will make his entry into Jerusalem, and he will head towards the cross. The journey that he makes is not just his journey. It is our journey as well. And the sacrifice that he makes, though he makes it alone, we have a part in that sacrifice as well. He is the way and the truth and the life. And we are called to keep our eyes upon him. Keep our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep our eyes on him as he comes into Jerusalem. Keep our eyes on him as the crowd is hollering, Hosanna! Blessed be the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Keep our eyes on him as he eats one last time with his closest followers. Keep our eyes on him as he is arrested by the authorities. Keep our eyes on him as he's spit upon and humiliated. Keep our eyes on him as he's brought before Pilate. Keep our eyes on him as the crowd jeer him. Keep our eyes on him as he's nailed to the cross. Keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the prize. He is the one who dies for us, but he is also the one who is raised for us. We are called to keep our eyes on the source of life, the source of our life, the source of life for the church, the source of life for the entire world. Keep your eyes on the prize. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask that you help us to run the race. Help us to have the passion that we need. Help us to have the focus that we need. Help us to have the resolve that we need to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to know his sufferings, to participate in the power of his resurrection. Help us to be like him in every way. As we continue to journey to the cross, help us to follow him, knowing that this journey leads to the resurrection of him and to the defeat of all that is deadly in our lives and in our world. And help us to be that community that proclaims that we are the followers of the risen Lord and that he is our prize. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.